Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined on the line by ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, we just had our primary elections here in New York last night, and it was really establishment Democrats that came out with the victory. Last night, I want to play for you a clip. Here's Cynthia Nixon in her talk to her supporters after she lost the primary to Governor Cuomo.
The blue wave is real. And that it is not only coming for Republicans, it is coming for Democrats who act like them.
All right, so there's Cynthia Nixon kind of talking about a blue wave, but despite what she said, it was establishment Democrats who really won big here in New York. I'm wondering what that means for the more progressive left.
Yeah, it's an interesting end to the primary season because this has been defined by a lot of the energy on the left, but they actually haven't had that many victories. They only knocked off two House incumbents, no Senate incumbents, no governors, and of course that was solidified by the results yesterday. But that's not to say the party isn't changing. There was record turnout in New York State yesterday, and Governor Cuomo had to adjust his positions pretty substantially to the left, and promised that he wouldn't run for president. So the party has changed, even if the faces aren't. I feel like the coalitions that are animating the party just aren't the same. It is not your father's Republican Party, even if some of your father's candidates are Democratic Party, even if some of your father's candidates are winning.
Hey, Rick, does it surprise you at all that Governor Cuomo did not make public remarks last night? Do you ever remember a winner not speaking after an election?
It only happens when there's only nominal primary challengers, in my experience. I am surprised because, obviously, Governor Cuomo and his team took the Cynthia Nixon challenge very, very seriously. Clearly, he is the overwhelming favorite to win in the fall. But I would think, one would think, that he would use the opportunity to solidify with his base. It did seem like he was a little chippy by the end of the campaign, maybe annoyed by some of the intense questioning he got and the intensity of the Nixon challenge. But yeah, that did surprise me.
You know, you're plugged in on the national stage. You mentioned Cynthia Nixon got the governor to promise he wouldn't run for president. Do you believe him?
I don't believe that that the pledge, such as it is going to be operative if he doesn't want it to be. I remember Barack Obama making similar pledges when he was first elected to the Senate, and he was very ironclad on it. If there's a groundswell, if there's interest, then I think Governor Cuomo will happily revisit what he said in this. But I do think it was significant how definitive he was. I think you kind of take his name off the list until he puts it back on it, which is almost the opposite of most of the other 20 or so candidates there are.
Hey, Rick, let's talk about the White House for a minute, if we can. And this started with tweets yesterday, the president saying that 3,000 people did not die in Puerto Rico from Hurricane Maria. Is this self-inflicted? What do you see going on here?
It's shocking. It's offensive to a lot of people in the Puerto Rican community and beyond to have the very death count questioned like that. It came out of nowhere. The White House has given them multiple opportunities to explain the president's math on this. They have not done so. I think it comes down to the president's almost obsession with needing to be the biggest and the best and all the superlatives involved. You even hear that in talking. He's already given out grades for this storm. I think it matters in the context of the storm that's now barreling down on the Carolinas because people are going to judge this administration, are going to judge this White House, and he's given them the tools to do it when he starts the game or starts the storm out by questioning the very numbers that defined the last one. It's inexplicable. It's frustrating to a lot of Republicans, but at this point, maybe it shouldn't even be surprising.
Yeah, I think the big question, though, after those tweets yesterday is just why? I mean, it's one thing to question whether you're talking about poll numbers, different reports in the New York Times or whatever he usually likes to pick on, but when you're talking about number of people who died in a certain area, why even go there and pick that fight? What's the advantage for him?
I can think of no good reason. I can think of some bad reasons, like the president's own ego. I could also think that he's anticipating a wave of criticism over federal response to this storm, so he wants to tell his supporters, signal to his supporters, don't believe what you read and what you see. But I don't know of any political consultant on the planet who would tell candidates or an office holder that this is a good argument to make while there's another storm about to hit the country.
And I want to bring up Paul Manafort. He's in court today, and we're expecting a guilty plea from him, this plea deal. But there's still a question, I guess, as to whether he's cooperating, right, with the Mueller team?
Yeah, it's interesting. Our team has been talking about a tentative a plea agreement, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to turn on President Trump or provide any testimony there. This may be limited to the fact that this is just one more case he doesn't want to face. There's quite an expense involved. He's already going to go to jail for some period of time. There's also speculation that this cooperation might be designed to help the president, maybe even play for a pardon, given that this is not going to be the headlines in the weeks before the elections.
All right, Rick, we appreciate the time. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.